The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. You'd think that in Iraq, where dozens of innocent people die every day, the death of one really guilty ex-dictator wouldn't be a big deal, but it is. And all because of a guy with a cell phone. More after this. It took only a few hours for video of Saddam's execution to spread around the internet. Guy with a cell phone videoed the noose, the trapdoor, and the snap. Oh, and one more thing. The Shiite guards chanting the name of Muqtada al-Sadr. Allah, pray for Muhammad and his descendants, the voice says. Muqtada, 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 they all chant. That would be the last sound Saddam heard. The name of the Shiite leader who has taken his place as Iraq's most powerful figure. It made the whole execution look less like justice and more like simple revenge, and Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki is angry, because revenge has no place in the new Iraq. Yes, he hated Saddam. Yes, he signed the execution order like it was a bar tab. But he never meant for it to be like this. He wanted Saddam hung in a dignified manner. It was to be a respectful hanging, a hanging with some class, which is why he is determined to find out who had that camera phone. Iraq's prosecutor says the only people he saw with cell phones were two high-level government officials. And when they get caught, they'll get a really good talking to, probably. I mean, even if you do bring your cell phone to a hanging, you're supposed to turn it off. Saddam doesn't interrupt your cell phone conversations. You shouldn't interrupt his hanging. That's only polite. Man has the right to drop through the trapdoor and have his neck snapped in peace. Anyway, the kind of indignity we saw in that tape has no place in the new Iraq. And so the Prime Minister, in whom the U.S. has full confidence, is going to get to the bottom of this. Find out who made that tape, who did the chanting, punish them, begin a national reconciliation, which will see Iraq's militants laying down their arms and heeding the words of Saddam's farewell letter, in which he called for brotherly coexistence. Then they'll hold a big Yanni concert and our troops can go home. Could happen. You know, it occurs to me that this would be a very good time for the Iraqi equivalent of Gerald Ford to show up. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, January 3rd, 2007.